July.
We are back out of executive session into regular session for a few minutes. And our first topic of conversation is the computerized temperature control update and additional information. Gentlemen?
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Johnson. I'm the senior engineer with EPM. I have with me Ben Trout, the president, Rick Nicholson, that's our manufacturer's rep, and Fred Malicotes here, who's your engineer on the project. First of all, let me start out by saying that we've finished the installation phase of the CTC system. It's actually been doing temperature control now for over a week. I've started training with, done training with Renee and with Scott and Phil on operation of the system and the programming and sorts. Today we did a walkthrough of the system with Mr. Malicote here and demonstrated the operation of the system. He had some questions on certain things that we've gone over. Phil was present for that. And I think we've got all those answered. Fred can talk about that. I will say that when we first did training a week ago, we put the system in a nice setback as far as the Justice Center part of it. It's operating from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Thursdays run till 10 p.m., the late court dates, just in the court area. The time schedules are separated to where you can just do individual parts of the building. So that area runs till 10 p.m. at night. So it's scheduled and working properly. The sheriff's area also, parts of it is night setback. The dispatch area runs 24/7, and it really needs cooling 24/7 in there. So that area is one that stays operational. During the installation, the computer found a few problems mechanical-wise. Phil was aware of most of them and actually has most of those fixed. I think we're down to probably less than five issues. He's got parts on order for that, and there is one area on the first floor west side that we showed to Mr. Malicote here today. The computer it didn't have enough heat to recover from night setback, and it kind of flagged it. So Fred looked at it, and it really needs probably about twice the amount of heat in it that the original engineer put in it. So he's going to work with Phil on up in that. What that will allow us to do, the computer anticipates how long it takes to recover from night setback based on how long it took the day before, outside air temperature, that sort of thing. When it runs into a zone that causes it to go back earlier and earlier, that's when it's flagged and tells us that we got a problem. So that's what the zone is. By upping the heat in there, we don't have to come on as early in the morning, so it can recover better. So anyway, that's one item that we've got that's sitting out there. The other thing that I'd like to say, Renee and her staff did a great job with us, working with us. We had ceiling tiles out all over the place, and we were in everybody's office, you know, replacing sensors and that sort of thing, and above the ceiling. And they did a great job with us, and I think we worked well together in getting the system in, and that'll definitely add to the system's success, is the work that was done on the front end of it with them. The thing I'd like to ask is that there are a lot of occupants over there that have baseboard, little fan space heaters. That'd be the best way to put it. The issue that, there's several issues with it, but the one that we were having problems with is when they're running them, it's affecting, our sensors are picking it up. So the sensors see that it's warm in there, and they're starting to, they'll start cooling when these heaters are running. And I know why they have them. The type, the design of the system over there was such that the rooftop unit always brought in 55 degree air year-round, whether you needed cooling or not. Yeah. And then the electric heaters would come on when it overcooled and heat it back up. They always had airflow coming out of the ductwork, and you feel 55 degree all air on you all the time unless it's heating. So that protocol is completely changed now. We only bring in cool air into a zone when it's actually required. The reason that they brought in air before was for ventilation, and we've got CO2 sensors in there that will allow us to completely shut down those ducts and not bring in that 55 degree air unless it needs cooling or it needs to be ventilated. So in doing that, they shouldn't have that cold air blowing on them now. And I know they've had those heaters in there for years, but if we could get those eliminated, I think, you know, it's obviously if somebody left it on, it can be a fire hazard in there. But to you know, the big thing is it does affect our sensors, and we get to where we're fighting.
How many are we talking about? I know there's a few.
We're talking about a whole lot.
Like 20?
More than 20.
Okay. Have we had any conversation with the department heads over there at all, Renee? Have you?
No, we have not. Okay.
Well, my suggestion is that, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but in addressing that one point, that we have you all meet with elected officials and department heads to discuss this issue. I don't look for it to be remedied, but I look for them to be apprised of the situation, and then we'll remedy.
Very good.
If you could orchestrate a meeting over there just with some key people, and you know who you need to over there.
Yes.
Let's do a little education, and then what I would like them to do is trust the system to a point where it can't be either needs to be resolved, fixed, or they prove it doesn't work. I mean, but we got to get to that point. We paid for it. I mean, that's part of the savings that we're looking for is there.
That's the whole thing. The savings that will be established from doing away with the heaters will affect the budget. That needs to be the message that's brought forward so that we can have more funds to do things. And you're right, Ron, about having them do that. I mean,
they should trust you guys more than
right.
And we'll have to address it through policy if it doesn't get addressed. But I'd like them to be educated on what you just said. Now,
sure.
Complete sense.
Yeah, and it would make sense for us to do it too. We could talk about, you know, after hour usage. They have the ability to override the system if they come in after hours or on weekends, and kind of a chain of command. You know, if it is cool in there, you know, they should contact Renee. Renee can look at the system on the computer and do some diagnostics. And if she gets hung up, certainly we're going to support her. This training process is going to take, it's not going to be something that we did last week and we're done with it. It's going to be an ongoing thing. And so we're certainly there 24/7 to assist her in things. Once they're comfortable with the software side of the operation of the system, we're going to start in on replacement, how to replace boards, how to calibrate sensors, so that down the road you're pretty well self-sustaining on the CTC system. I have no doubts that Phil can very quickly pick that up, and they can too. It's pretty straightforward how to repair, you know, our system. It self-diagnostics is real good. So anyway, that'll take place pretty quick. But it'll be an ongoing process to get everybody up to snuff on things.
Okay. And you received your spare parts box today. Also.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah, all the spare parts are on site, so that
for support for the system. I mean, I guess for quick replacement, right, Renee?
Right.
Okay.
You just take the new part, put it in, ship the old one back.
Okay.
Perfect. You got all your happy boxes. So each type of system has a happy box. But in that term, you plug it in, and it takes the control out of the CTC system, and it does the control of the unit. That way you can tell if the unit functions, then it's a control problem. If it doesn't function, it's a mechanical electrical issue.
Okay.
Excellent.
So are you guys going to give us part of this justification for the expense was some return on investment? How are we going to start monitoring that? What's the process for that?
Yeah, good question. I've got some final paperwork here that's got the software license agreement and the third billing, and also with it is a letter explaining how that works. Basically, we need to get updated on your utility bills. It's all electric over there. So the last one we have is actually from January 2011. So we'll get current utility bills, and we will start entering those in the computer. It makes an adjustment for heating and cooling degree days, very minor adjustments on that, but we'll start seeing how the system operates and saves as opposed to last year. We'll do that on a monthly basis. And I'd say after 3 to 6 months, somewhere in there, after we have several months, we'll come back with a preliminary report on how we're doing. I can tell you that... by the way, that thing operated, we'll be in good shape over there. I'm confident we'll get our savings.
And your sheriff said this is the first time he's been comfortable.
So then I ask you, what kind of feedback are you getting? I mean, it's been going for about a week now or so.
Right.
The whole thing. So have you got much feedback? The sheriff's made a comment?
The sheriff's main concern is not being hot in dispatch.
Right.
And he... called this morning and was a little bit concerned, but I think he didn't know that we were kind of had the training, but I think he was wanting to, you got to tell them, So I think that he is a little bit, he's more comfortable now, and I haven't heard anything,
From a billing perspective, I'm sure you can work with Rick or Joanne to get the bills. If you don't, since you're the contact person for them, you should be able to get the information, that billing information to them.
Yes.
So we need to make sure we keep that. Because, once again, we allowed or approved the expenses based off the return on investment. We would sure like to see how it's tracking against that.
Oh, definitely.
But I would just like to say that there has been no complaints.
Good.
So it's been running smooth.
Okay.
Also, it maintains your warranty, think with the system if you send the utility bills in.
Okay.
So that's part of the package.
Okay.
You'll hear the complaints when you ask for the space heaters.
Yes.
Dressing appropriately is a big part of that too, though. I mean, when we set it up and did the training, we all agreed that the sensors can go down in the 60s and up in the mid-80s, but on the computer you can set a range so that even if you do slide it down to 62, it's not going to cool to 62. We've set it at 70 to 78. So, that should be the temperature over there throughout the building. And if they're warm and wearing a sweater, they can layer a little bit too. And if they're warm natured, shorts look shorts good too. So,
okay.
Well, we'll talk about that when we have that department.
Encourage that, because I really want them to communicate with you, Renee, if they're not happy or if they're not seeing differences, because what we don't want is a large investment with people perceiving that there was no value to that investment.
Right.
I mean, obviously the money, but we also got to make sure that they can function over there without the space heaters. And with this being broadcast right now, they've already been heads up. Space heaters are in jeopardy over there. So,
I concur.
Okay.
And you're going to present to us your...
Yes, I've got the letter that is that just talks about getting the utility bills.
Okay.
Got the third payment request okay. here, and the warranty information. The warranty is 1 year parts and labor, okay. and then an additional 4 years after that on the parts.
Okay.
And the idea is in that first year that system operator becomes acclimated with replacing the components themselves or calibrating what have you, and that you can maintain the system after that 1 year yourselves. If a part goes out or a sensor is out of calibration, they can send it to us. We'll send another one and replenish the care package. But at any time, if they're not comfortable doing something, we're glad to come down and help them with it. So that's how that works. So that's there's two of these warranty ones. If you just sign one and get it back with us, and you can keep the other one.
Okay.
And then the last is the software license agreement on using our software. It's you use our software free for the life of the system.
Okay.
That's basically what it says. You can copy it or send it to our competitors.
That's the no-no.
That's right. So that's what I have for you.
All right.
Renee, I'll get you to have him submit what all is needed to Nikki upstairs, if you would do that, and then she'll make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of and get them the copies they need.
If you get a whole packet of Nikki, she'll be able to facilitate. If it needs to get legal or if it needs to go schedule something for signatures, they'll work through the process. That'd be wonderful.
And we try to improve on this and receive the benefit. I don't want her to take a whole lot of time, but I would like to make a list of comments that come out of those concerns that come out of each one of those offices down there in case there's a problem area.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I'm good. Gentlemen, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to serve the county, and this is a long-term thing, so we'll be back time to time. Okay?
Bet.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Thank you. Good to see you. Take
care. Maybe.
Yeah. Thank you. The only thing I have to say is if there's something you don't think is going the way you want it to go, you give me a telephone
call. Write the number on your arm.
Thank you.
Thank you. I prepared this time. Last time I was here, I didn't have them.
I got yours.
You got to get mine.
Yes.
And I thank you for your business.
Thank you, sir.
And we do expect to live up to your expectations.
Excellent.
I'm not sure. I'm not aware.
Do you have an EPM bill this morning in our bag?
I think so.
Good day. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. We still got to go through all that. And they're asking when they can mail the checks out.
Well, I mean,
do we pull out what we don't want and just at least get a majority?
Well, my majority of questions is in the credit cards.
Okay. And you had questions in the box, though, didn't you?
I didn't go through all of it, but I think that it should be.
And you have enough.
You guys want to take 3 or 4 minutes and go through those real quick?
Yeah, so can we just do that in recess for a few minutes here, or do we need to be in session to review?
Not to review.
You say in session. I'm going to review something. And
not to review. We're going to review these individually. We can go out
and just break for 5 minutes here.
Yeah.
How about 10-minute recess? First, do that.
Let's stand in recess for 10 minutes.
Right.